It's the most wonderful time of the year, for some. For others, the holiday season stokes feelings of stress, anxiety and depression. Everything from family conflict to inflation and the continual rise in the cost of living can cause a feeling of dread. Add in the fact that seeking help with mental health issues can be challenging to navigate and often expensive, and it can seem like a winless battle of simply trying to get by. Several counseling services in Cambridge know full well the pressures people are under this time of year. There's a lot of stress people are feeling around the return to normal and navigating that. Robin Schwartz, Fund Development, Advocacy, and Communications Lead for Porchlight Counseling and Addiction Services said. It's the first year a lot of people are gathering, it brings up new feelings and issues. It can be really hard to set those boundaries and take time for yourself. Porchlight, with assistance of a grant from the Canadian Women's Foundation, are running free counseling sessions every Thursday on an ongoing basis. Intake for the sessions begin Wednesday over the phone. The program gives people needing assistance in the community access to a support that can be expensive. Therapy should be free, but it's not for a lot of people, Schwartz said. The average cost in the private practice is $150 right now. We work hard to keep our fees lower than that. Our regular sessions range from $100 to $130 so people can access it. We have a wide range of counselors with personalities and expertise. We're trying to meet people where they are. We're here to help you to figure out how to be okay and find joy in your life. Heidi Noy, director of Green Valley Counseling, says demand for services has been increasing. We're seeing more people reaching out for support and this is a good thing, Noy said. My hope is that it's a sign that receiving support is becoming more accepted and normalized. Everyone comes with their own unique story and set of circumstances. We tailor our approach to each client's specific needs and the goals they have related to challenges they face during the holidays. Stress around the complexity of family relationships and gatherings at the holidays are one of the trends Green Valley has been seeing. It can be a difficult topic to discuss and people often seek support in finding ways to have tough conversations. Family dynamics can often be quite triggering for people who have experienced difficult family relationships, or even trauma within the family, Noy said. Navigating family gatherings without experiencing difficult conflicts and managing triggers they encounter is a challenge for many people. We commonly see idealized images of family relationships and gatherings presented leading up to the holidays. This can emphasize the sense of loss and isolation many people experience when they compare it with their own family. Mind and Wellness Counseling Services psychotherapist Maria Ferrazzi focuses her work on teens up to older adults and families, specializing in anxiety, depression, grief and family conflict. Ferrazzi wants people to understand that the time of year has a serious impact on how we feel. She also agrees that there seems to be an increase in demand, specifically over the past 5 years. I've been helping people with a lot of grief, a lot of loss, Ferrazzi said. There was a lot of loss for people during the pandemic, not only the loss of people close to them, but loss of income, freedom and social connections. Inflation has also impacted a lot of families. People are finding it hard to meet their obligations. The winter blues, as it's often referred to, is a real thing, Ferrazzi says. Some people suffer from what's called seasonal affective disorder this time of year. If seeking professional help is not possible, or affordable, Ferrazzi has some tips. Get outdoors, she said. Seasonal affective disorder is highly impacted by the shorter days and longer nights. Take a long walk and exercise. It boosts your neurochemistry, the feel-good neurotransmitters like dopamine and serotonin. Sometimes people can improve their mood by behavioral intervention. While these tips may seem simple, there are times when people should be accessing the services of professionals. It's individual to each person, Ferrazzi said. Usually when the depressive symptoms or anxiety start impacting all areas of your life and you're not able to cope as you normally would, touch base with your family doctor and potentially consider counseling. The stigma around mental health still exists, but Ferrazzi believes it's dissipating. She emphasizes the importance of talking about your feelings. At least reach out to friends and family, she said. There are also a lot of online resources. The Canadian Mental Health Association has webinars. You can order a workbook and many can turn to their faith as churches have programs. There's more understanding of mental health and greater knowledge about it now. For more information on counseling and mental health services, visit fcccnd.com, greenvalleycounseling.com, and mindandwellness.ca.